Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
The Mind Trench. Morena, Rob, how
good
are you going?
I'm going very well, thank you.
Going very good. You're in a very chirpy mood today.
Yeah, it's been a very eventful morning.
That's what
morning.
Happens when you spook someone straight off the bat.
Let it go.
He's riding on the adrenaline.
I've apologised so many times now. I'm not giving you tea bags back though, so forget that.
I made you a coffee.
And
it's
you made
fine.
Me a coffee. You haven't drunk it yet because you told me you'd done something to it, but I think that's double bluff. Yeah, isn't it? Right,
we'll
now.
We'll find out, won't we?
I was actually halfway into a subject when this thing turned up, and I've been waiting for this for quite a while. I knew exactly what the outcome would be. A complete waste of time. Scientists again, so here we go.
Robin has continued battle with scientists.
Well, a group of scientists. Now, I don't know what the term for that is. Do you know what a group of scientists are?
Just scientists.
Like a herd of scientists or yeah. Like so a if swarm of scientists?
I think it's just scientists.
Yeah, but there's like got to be a good word for them. I can think of some, but I can't swear this early in the morning. I asked you
what
and you said no.
What have they ever done to you, Rob?
Let's not go there.
He just feels like they could do better, that's all.
Fair play.
All right, these scientists, led by Professor Neil Gemmell from Otago University, after testing for over a year, have revealed there is no evidence that Loch Ness Monster exists.
Oh, that's a bit sad, isn't it?
I wrote sigh down there after that, because I could have told them that before they even started.
Hey, yeah, well, you so didn't know we've, that. Though.
Well, have you seen the pictures?
I don't know, they're pretty convincing.
We've been over this.
They've been testing hundreds of water samples from three different depths of the loch in an attempt to capture the monster's DNA. As well as water samples, the team collected fur, feathers, skin and scales. And he said there's absolutely no evidence of any reptilian sequences in their samples. Now, I actually thought about that. I didn't think dinosaurs were reptiles.
No, I was going to say, what makes people think that Loch Ness Monster was going to be a reptile in the first place?
Well, it's not a giant chicken.
Well, you know, but it could be a big... I was going to say big snake, and then I realised a snake is a reptile. Yeah. So I've just proved my own point wrong there, haven't I?
So there's nothing there. They also thought it might be a giant fish, but they tested for that and there was nothing. Could be a giant catfish.
What I want to know is how do you test for a giant fish? How do you
It's all the DNA things, you know. These scientists, they can DNA test just, water.
This is just a headline, but it says Lockless... Loch Ness contains no monster DNA. Yeah. What is monster
well, no,
DNA?
They're saying, yeah, but they're saying it's from the... I'm going to do that with my fingers now. No one knows what we're doing, quotation marks. I don't know.
So no one knows what it is, basically.
Well, what they said is they've got one idea which remains really plausible, and I think it's quite good, and that is all the large amounts of eel DNA in Loch Ness and the loch system, because it goes all the way out to sea, which I never knew about.
So they think
a
giant eel, maybe.
Yeah, and they said that actually lines up.
Isn't that a monster, though? That would be quite monstrous.
That lines up with the descriptions of the Nessie sightings.
Yeah.
And eels normally migrate up rivers into lakes in Scotland.
And they do pop out of the water like that.
And that's what made me think, you know, like the Taniwha thing here. There must have been giant, there were giant eels here as well. And that's the same sort of thing.
That's your reckons, is it?
Well, yeah, I think it's a giant eel, but...
Giant eel. You know, I quite like the idea of it being a giant eel in Loch Ness, because I think that is basically a monster, isn't it? That's terrifying.
What defines a monster?
Well, it's just a word, isn't it?
Ooh, we've got a bit philosophical in the mind.
That's what I think.
Yeah, someone thought, oh, well, I'll call that Loch Ness.
Well, that's why I think it's weird that they said... We can confirm we have now not found any monster DNA.
Yeah.
Because what are you looking for?
I'd like to just divert for 1 second to say that the BFM listeners have a lot of suggestions about what a collection of scientists could be.
Oh, yeah, is there
we've got an academy of scientists. Someone's just made that one up.
Makes them sound clever.
That makes them sound clever. An array of scientists or a gathering of scientists.
No, I want something a bit more gritty.
You know, you've got like, a pack of crows is called a murder of crows. Yeah. How good is that? That one's very
brilliant,
spooky.
Brilliant, gosh. Brilliant. Anyway,
a shoal of scientists?
Yeah, I don't know. I can't say it without swearing. Anyway, right?
Big eel.
It's a big eel. I actually think it really makes sense. You see, sometimes they grow up to 4 metres long.
Wow, that is huge.
makes sense to me, but not to everyone. It doesn't make sense
to
everyone.
So what have other people thought?
Okay, well, this geezer here, I checked him out. He's nuts. Steve Feltham, who's recognised by the Guinness Book of Records as leading the longest ever hunt for Nessie, said a 12-year-old boy could tell you eels are in Loch Ness. I caught them when I was 12.
So he's firstly, saying it's not Neil.
Firstly, Steve, you're the poster boy for It Doesn't Exist. You've been... He started in 1991.
Trying to look for Nessie.
And he's still there.
And he's still looking
for And he hasn't found anything.
But he's been doing it for so long, he must be super convinced that it is there.
Well, he quit.
So there's got to be something in it, surely.
Well, he's just trying to get in the Guinness Book of Records.
Well, he quit his job, left his girlfriend, sold his house, bought like this used mobile library van and drove from Dorset to the Highlands, and that's what he does.
So maybe he's the Loch Ness Monster.
He says, I'll never leave until he solves the mystery. Well, they've just solved it.
Have they, though? They've not found anything to say that it wasn't. That doesn't make any sense.
Now, this is the one that...
Don't you want to believe, though, you know?
I don't either.
Now, right, even balloon head Boris Johnson's got involved in it. Forget Brexit and the country's complete shambles.
Boris has got more important things to worry about.
He dismissed Nessie's downgrade from dinosaur to eel, saying, I'm not taking that as conclusive proof of non-existence.
Oh, my God.
Of the Loch Ness Monster.
Okay, I feel like I've rapidly changed my position about wanting to support the existence of Nessie if Boris Johnson's on board with it.
Let me put it this way. Part of my soul still yearns to believe.
Is that what Boris said?
Do your job, whatever the hell that is. Anyway, I think this will make no difference whatsoever to people that believe in it.
I think you're probably right there, Rob.
And did you know that there's $84 million a year goes into the local economy? Now, I don't know... that's what I was thinking. I mean, I've never been there, but I've seen it. It's a beautiful-looking place. How many people go there for that or to hope that they're going to see something that doesn't exist?
I reckon, you know, if you want to believe, believe.
Yeah.
Why not, eh?
The same with Sam Squanches and all that, you know. I watch Trailer Park Boys too much, and that's what I call Sasquatch. With the technology we got today, you know, drones and all that, if then things are out there, we would have found them by now.
Hey, Rob, there's some very good collections of scientists coming through here. We've got a puzzle of scientists.
Yeah, I like that.
You might like this one. A mad of scientists, maybe.
Genius.
A table of scientists. A curmudgeon of scientists.
I just want to say, though.
A bung of scientists.
They're all brilliant.
You say with all these drones and whatnot that we'd know by now, but what about things like the deep, deep sea? Like, there's still so much.
But they're not. You're saying, oh, like, I saw this huge, big thing with lights coming out of its head and all that.
Just about the deep sea.
Yeah, but
definitely.
I get that. But not something that's above the sea.
Yeah, I guess so.
Or whatever.
I mean, that photo's definitely photoshopped for sure.
The classic famous Nessie photo.
Oh, that was a toy submarine, and the bloke made an actual thing for it.
Right, okay.
But they still use that as a stock photograph and people believe it.
It's a pretty great photo, though, to be fair. It's a pretty awesome
monster
picture.
Yeah, but it's not real.
Hey, let people believe what they want to believe.
I don't just think a giant eel. Great, cool.
Hey,
we're done. That's fine.
Rob and Tess, I have a kupu o te ra for you. I have a word of the day. Ka whaka hawea. That means detractor, cynic or skeptic. That's what you two are about old mate Nessie.
I'm not sceptical of the fact that it's a big eel.
Okay, well, that's fair enough. I feel like we can let the people believe what they want to believe.
Since I've been doing what I've been doing recently, I've come to that conclusion. Doesn't matter. As long as you're not arming someone with your beliefs, you're allowed to believe what you want.
That is a nice philosophy. Thank you very much, Rob.
No, thank you.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bullocks, only on 95 BFM.
There are some pretty fantastic